brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to KCNR 1460 AM. It is 7:05 on December 24th, the day before Christmas. Merry Christmas, my friends. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Wow. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir, and Merry Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas Eve. Why don't you tell us what the weather is?
Sunshine, clouds mixed, high of 52 today, low 38 tonight, and currently in Reading we have 34 degrees under mostly clear skies. A weather report, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Well, Anselmo Vineyards, yeah, they're going to have pizza this week and great food. And I know they've got a lot of Christmas parties going on. We've got a lot going on today. We have 7:30. We have a phone call from a gentleman by the name of Yusuf Shah. He's been on the show before, and he is a personal friend of Senator Jim Nielsen's. But he's calling in to wish us a happy holidays here. And the ambassador was from Pakistan. Pakistan was ambassador to Iraq, Iran, North Vietnam, Laos. You know, I mean, he was not in the. He wasn't in those places like Monaco or place. So, and he has a. His story is really interesting, but he really likes the United States. He admires what we stand for, and so we're more than happy to have him give us a call and tell us, you know, wish us happy holidays, and we can wish them back to him. See what else we got today. Oh, we got Rob Burrows coming in, but we have a lot of other things going on too. Things that we've been talking about that just want to try and catch up here, and then we've got some announcements to make today about new shows, and you'll start hearing the announcements. You'll start hearing the spots here tomorrow, if you're listening on Christmas Day, which you should, because even though we're going to have just music tomorrow during our time, everything else goes for the whole day, and we'll all be back on the 26th. But let's go first to our Wells Fargo Advisors Farm Market Minute. Josh Wiley. Josh, good morning and Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you. We have a lower open on Wall Street on this Christmas Eve. Currently, the Dow's down 32 points at 13,157, while the NASDAQ's down 8 at 3,012, and the S&P 500's down 4 at 1,426. Oil's down 43 cents at $88.22 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.94%. Gold's up 40 cents this morning at $1,660, while silver's down a dime at $30.11 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Microsoft's down 40 cents at $27.04, Walmart's up 14 cents at $68.79, while Caterpillar's down half a buck at $87.39. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06. They give us the latest on the market business, and if you want some great advice, give them a call at 530-243-7561 or stop down on Park Marina Drive in Reading. You know what, hey, Bad Bob, we're going to, like I said, we're going to make some announcements when we come back, some surprises, some new shows that are coming through, some movement of other shows, and see what else. Oh, we'll find a couple other things to talk about. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, and Linda's parents are in the Bott household as we speak. So getting ready for Christmas, spending Christmas with us. We'll be right back. Merry Christmas. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
I'm Tom. Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right. And Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Oh, I can see that horse in front of me. Hey, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460 AM, 7:13 in the morning. Merry Christmas. Tomorrow's a big day. You got two more shopping days, right, Bad Bob? You got today, and you got tomorrow.
Yes, and the sales are on. Yeah.
You know what? Next, hey, Jess Bob, in the future, I want you to come in here after these people have been here all weekend long. I want you to clean the microphone screens off. There's donuts on this. So
I thought that was pizza sauce.
It could have been pizza. I'm not sure exactly what it is. But I want you to come in and make sure you're clean. You're the last guy in here, so you clean them up. Anyway. All right. Hey, something you already knew, but we've been harping on for years, but nobody was going to say anything. Pot farms harm the environment. Oh, really? God, this is so, you know what, this is so stupid. You know, not once did you see the Sierra Club jump into this. Now, even when I called the Sierra Club, hey, what are you going to do about these pot farms out here? Not the fact that they're legal or illegal, but the fact they're destroying the environment. Oh, well, you know, that's not our part. We don't do that. Of course you do. You're just cowardly. Anyway, the Los Angeles Times reported that in one remote 37-acre-mile forest patch, scientists found 567 outdoor farms and greenhouses. They used about 18 million gallons of water per year, diverted from the Eel Creek tributary, spawning ground for the endangered coho salmon. Yet, you, as a farmer or a rancher, try to use your allotted amount. They're coming down on you like stink on a pig. But not the growers. Let me see what else. Oh, despite the state's push toward decriminalizing marijuana, growers remain rogue and free from oversight. They have graded mountaintops for greenhouses, illegally cut down trees, in one case poisoned dozens of a rare forest carnivore near Yosemite called the Fisher. Scientists determined most had ingested rodenticide used by growers on pot plants. Now, come, you know, I mean, these things are the bacteria in the types of fertilizers they're using. They're threatening public health for swimmers. They kill the food that salmon and steelhead eat. Then they die. 11 dogs have died after ingesting blooms of this stuff. I mean, come on. The growers required to obtain permits, which, of course, they don't. So this is just nasty stuff. Where is the feds? Where are the feds? I mean, they're destroying the environment. Where are the environmentalists? Where is the EPA? They're too busy putting restrictions on the rest of us. Where's the EPA? Isn't that an Environmental Protection Agency? Isn't that something they should be doing there, Bad Bob? Or should that be the forest people going out there? What gives them a right to destroy the environment? What gives them the right to destroy the environment so they can smoke their dope? Or sell their dope, which is what they're doing at $3,000 a pound. It's probably gone down since then. Okay, 49ers and the Raiders. Do you have any sad music for there? I mean, you know, I really don't watch football that much. I mean, occasionally. But, you know, I was watching the Raiders get trounced. They had their pants taken down and spanked. And then the 49ers against the Seahawks. The Seahawks just started putting it on them right at the beginning, and they just didn't stop. All the stands left. It was raining about, you know, 5 gallons, you know, or 500 gallons an hour right there on the field. People were leaving, and every time every time San Francisco would get the ball, something horrible would happen. Then Seattle would score. So that lasted. I watched a total of like 10 minutes of football yesterday. All right. Let's talk about a couple of things here before 7:30 comes on. You know, we're talking about, you know, the fiscal cliff. And the fiscal cliff, as some people say, we've had people on here say, oh, we're already off the cliff. It's gone. We've gone over. There's nothing we can do about it. Well, that may be true. The other thing, too, is that some people are telling the Republicans, hey, give them what they want. Don't touch this. Let the Democrats have it. And then when the Democrats take it and take possession of the whole thing, you remember how they blame Bush for everything? How it was Bush's fault for 4 years, everything. Maybe now, you know, in 4 years, you'd be saying, you know what, it's going to take me a long time because what Obama did for 8 years. So, you know, you have that thing. Frankly, I would hope is that, that both sides could get together and come out with something. But, you know, when you see people say things like, this is really the most important thing that's happening, you know, this is, our country could go into run, our country could go into fiscal collapse, and then I see President Obama jetting over to Hawaii and spending a few million dollars on his trip over to Hawaii for a vacation. And I see all the rest of the senators and congressmen and all that not really paying a lot of attention to it. I kind of, you know what, do you feel like maybe they don't care or that it doesn't make any difference what happens to us? Because they're taken care of. Their pay doesn't stop, does it? Does their pay stop? If we go over the fiscal cliff, does their pay stop? If there's not a budget, does their pay stop?
I do not believe.
You know, in California, I think if they can't come up with a budget, isn't it, is that their pay starts getting docked in more and more? What if we did that at the federal level? If you can't come up with a budget that's balanced and makes sense, then we're going to start whacking your pay. And then we're going to start cutting back on your perks so that you don't get to travel back and forth first class all the time. Or you don't get to do this. You don't get to do that. Why? Just somebody, you know, I don't quite understand the premise behind it is that if the country goes off the fiscal cliff, they don't. And the only way I can think of is that there hasn't been one congressman or senator that's ever gone in and come out poorer than he did when he entered the offices, unless, you know. So, I mean, they may be worried about that, their investments and their multiple homes and all these things. But they really aren't touched. They've got a government paycheck coming into them. Everybody else that's out there in their small businesses or larger businesses don't have a guarantee. We don't get bailouts. We don't get money like Slender got and all these other places. So, okay, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about guns.
Hold on, Henry.
We're going to talk about guns when we get back. Okay. We're going to talk about an editorial here by the Record Searchlight about more how more guns solve things. You know, when they don't understand the premise of it, of what plans are, you know, if you have guards at a school, and even the premises of guards. And the fact is that people are arguing about the wrong thing. Frankly, I don't even want to talk about the editorial. I'm tired of arguing about or listening and reading or watching people argue about when you should have a gun with a high-capacity mag. So you have a 10-round magazine. Guess what? How fast can you reload? Fast. So what difference does it make? I'll tell you what the difference is. What we can do is to secure our schools or save our students. You can do a couple of things right now, and we could do it quickly. Instead of arguing about something that's not going to be solved. I'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life.
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
I'm Andreas Mitry. The Law Offices of Beasley and Mitry offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years. So make sure it's done right.
The Law Office of Beasley and Mitry is ready to help with competent, efficient representation. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
Things have really changed in America since I was a kid. I remember my grandmother, in conversation with friends, referring to my father as my son, the business owner. Her other lady friends referred to their sons as my son, the doctor, and my son, the dentist. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Parents were proud of their adult children's accomplishments. Professionals were held in high esteem, but business owners were held in the highest esteem because they were job creators. Americans were encouraged to become successful, and they had a can-do spirit. A great business leader like Henry Ford and inventors like the Wright brothers were national heroes. The thought in America was, if they can do it, so can I. And millions became successful. Now our leaders endorse just the opposite, that you can't make it without Washington's help. What in the world has happened? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, Merry Christmas. It's Christmas Eve. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brood. Head on down there for that. You know, get that Christmas coffee. You can still go down there and pick up a couple of presents for your loved ones down there at Tobacco and Brood. Good, you know what? A good box of cigars. What a great present that is for your, for, you know, someone in your family or friends or a boss. or a boss. They also have the fun, they can buy coffee, the special blends and all that, all down at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans get discounts. 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say about Tobacco and Brew? They are just outstanding. Okay, let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. What? How are you this happy morning?
Well, you know, I am happy, Henry. When I look at it, you know, we've come through some trials and tribulations. We're going to still have more this coming year, but I am just a firm believer that the United States of America will overcome anything, that we will get it together and succeed.
I was in business almost all of my working life, and I sit here and watch the situation coming up the first of the year. But being a businessman, or an ex-businessman, I guess you'd call it now, if I'm running a business that's running on borrowed money, and I'm not servicing the debt on that borrowed money, then I have two options. I have to either cut expenses or raise income. And the fact of the matter is that it's better if I do both. Now, the government has to do the same thing, and I think it would be wonderful if they just let this thing go, because if they kick the can down the road any further, it's going to be considerably worse later on than it is now. So I'm probably not very popular, because nobody likes to see their taxes raised, but I would like to see them fall off that cliff.
Well, you know what? So do I. I want to see it happen, because... It's just the fact is that maybe it'll wake everybody up. But you know what? They're going to come up to the last second. They're going to come up with some, you know, put together with duct tape and spit. And it's not going to make anything. It's, you know what? If they've got to cut their spending, and if they need to raise their revenue, you know what? Cut your spending. Tell me you've cut all the spending you can do, and you still need to raise your revenue, you know, which nobody has ever done.
Well, that's exactly anyway. Right. And we have whole departments that we really don't need in the federal government.
EPA, DEA, all this.
Yeah, all of that stuff is just totally unheard of. The states can handle most of that by themselves.
Well, obviously not. California can't. But, you know, it's because California has, again, California has its priorities screwed up. Hey, Henry, Merry Christmas.
You too.
All right. Let's go to the next line there. Good morning. You're live on KCNR. Hello, you're live on KCNR. Hello.
Oh.
Hello, it's Carl.
Spoken like a true radio professional.
Well, I want to say Merry Christmas to everybody and a prosperous New Year and enjoy your firearms. Because we live in a beautiful place where we can carry here, and you know, I think just to share with our.
A free society.
And we say this all the time is, you know, during this holiday season, we, you know, it's just Christmas time. So, you know, we go out and we show our appreciation and we do what we can for our community and for our friends and our family. But a couple businesses that we recently did some business with that we need to do a shout out for, and that is the folks at Amazing Finds. That is located on 273. Excellent customer service. They were fair. They let us wheel and deal with them, and they were very respectful to us. Are you there?
I am. I'm listening, okay. Honey.
And the other is who was just voted as a business of the year
by the Chamber of Commerce.
Chamber of Commerce, yeah. Finders Keepers.
You know what? What a great group they are.
Absolutely.
Her
husband. I mean, like I said, excellent customer.
We need
service.
To have them on.
And again, I the other day I went grocery shopping and I I think it's always wonderful.
One minute.
Do you need help out? And so there was a young gentleman who helped me out with my groceries and I just started to talk to him. He bought everything online. He said, "I just don't want to do it with the crowds." I said, "Well, you know, I make it. We make it a real effort in our chores or how our daily routine to shop local. And yes, you may stand in line, but oftentimes you'll find that you'll get a better deal. But it's you're helping your community that way. Uh-huh. So I don't think that a lot of times it's like people. I think still people don't realize that when they shop online, it may make life a little easier, but it's not really helping
the community."
Local community.
That's right.
Retailer.
Hey, we got to run, hon. And I know.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Love
Bye.
You, honey. See you soon. Merry Christmas. Okay, hey, we're gonna take a quick break. Come back. We've got Ambassador Yousef Shah and also Senator Jim Nielsen on the line. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a sea of red down on Wall Street with the market set to close early for the holiday. The driving force? Concern over the fiscal cliff, now just 7 days away. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down about 30 points. Meanwhile, Goldman Sachs is reinstating General Motors again with a buy rating and $35 price target on the heels of the automaker's decision to buy back shares from the government. Goldman says GM will benefit from a fresh product cycle and an environment of stable input costs. And the French are popping fewer champagne corks. This as France will soon earn the distinction as the country with the highest tax rate in the world on January 1st. That's why some of its top brass, including actor Gerard Depardieu and luxury goods head Bernard Arnault, are moving to lower tax Belgium. It also means fewer French are in the spirit to buy French spirits. Champagne sales in France are down 5% so far this year, according to industry figures. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Hey, your holiday guests congregate in your kitchen, dining room, and living room, right? Well, the easiest, fastest, and least expensive way to transform your home's warmth and elegance before visitors arrive is with designer blinds, shades, shutters, or drapes from Blinds.com. And don't forget, Blinds.com offers free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states, and prices that crush home improvement store prices. And check out details about their $5,000 holiday cash giveaway on now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor with NorCal Firearms Instruction, Northern California's premier firearms training organization. We'd like to invite you to one of our three teaching locations to train for your concealed carry permit. Our NRA-certified instructors have received 310 five-star ratings in the past 2 years and are proud of our curriculum. Visit us today to register for a class at www.norcalfi.com or on Facebook at NorCal Firearms Instruction. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years, I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities, so it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli, next to Yak.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Yeah, welcome back. Merry Christmas. That's what happens when we all start talking with each other. We don't push buttons, and that was my fault.
Didn't have the right music.
We were going to be playing, oh my gosh, Valentine's Day. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Stop by and visit your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram lead dealership. Serving Redding and all of the North State. And it's your neighbors making those deals for you. You know, they carry a huge selection of new and previously owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit everyone's selection. They take great pride in your vehicles and the service they provide. They believe in keeping those vehicles on the road and getting you in and out and getting you in and out quickly. So stop by 555 Cypress Avenue here in Redding, or give them a call at 530-223-2177. Remember, on January 1st, that sales tax goes up. You might want to jump in there right now and get started on that. Okay, we have two guests on today. We have Senator Jim Nielsen. Senator Nielsen, good morning.
Good morning, brother. How are you today?
We're fine. Merry Christmas.
And to you as well.
We had Yusuf Shah had called, and we called early. We said call back in like 10 minutes, and we haven't got him back yet. So I'm hoping he does. I'm sure he will.
Well, he's got your number, that's for sure.
Okay. So, Senator, while we're waiting, let's talk about the fire tax. Somebody told me that even if the court overrules the fire tax and says it's not, you can't do it, that they can come back and make it into a law? Is that possible?
Well, it's already a law. They would have to pass another bill to put it into effect. My expectation is what would happen is it would be tried to be tied into the budget this year, just as it was year before last. So there would be an attempt in the budget negotiations this year to kick it in.
The schools, you know, of course, everybody is and probably should be talking about the tragedy at Sandy Hook. And some people will use it politically and otherwise. But one of the things we had a panel on KCNR here with a member of the school board and chief of police and a psychologist. And it appears that when our schools are very open and to people just walking in, and that something as simple as putting a security door on each classroom that can be locked from the inside would add a great deal of security to our students.
Yes, yes, it would. And, you know, certainly there's the argument about the cost, Carl, but I would argue that, the personal safety of our children is the highest call for our dollars. There's no question about it.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that if we have a, if it seems to me is that having them secure and not, you have to have a balance of not turning their schools into an armed camp. That's not what we want. But something as simple as being able to keep people out of the classrooms, yep. if it goes out, in a way for them, and most of them already have intercoms so they can talk back and forth. And our high schools out here in Shasta County already have a police officer. They call it an armed community service officer on the high school campuses. And, you know, some people are calling for that. And I think that there may be at some point we may want to think about that. But I think there's several ways we can keep our kids safer without having an armed guard right there on campus.
Well, Carl, there's one certain way, too, that I've been talking quite a bit the last 2 weeks about, and it gets back to realignment. The board I headed, the Board of Prison Terms, used to do what's called psychiatric revocation, and that means if you came to the end of your set term, your determined sentence, you would be released under order of law, but it was deemed by evaluators that you were a danger to yourself and others, and you needed treatment that was not available in the community. Our board could do a psychiatric revocation hearing and keep that individual in custody until such time as they was evaluated not being a risk of danger to themselves or others. And the board 6 years ago, or seven now, I guess, just walked away from it. They were getting pressure because the department did not want to have those beds filled with psychiatric patients, so they just gave it up. And so those individuals for 7 years have been roaming around in our community.
Well, that's
and as well, and they're also not evaluating individuals for the mentally disordered offender program. And as a matter of fact, even those who are now in it, and that's another statute that allows continued incarceration for treatment, they are decertifying those who have already been deemed mentally disordered offenders and are releasing them to society. These are individuals who are prone to go off and prone to get a gun and prone to do that. And we in the state of California, by virtue of our legislature and governor, are letting these people out in our communities.
Senator, Ambassador Shaw, we now have him on the line.
Great.
Ambassador Shaw, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys? Before I go any further, allow me to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and to all Northern Californians, great Americans that I
well,
had the honor of meeting and seeing them.
Well, thank you, sir. Merry Christmas to you, too.
And you, I must compliment you on your program. I wish I was there. I would have been an ardent listener to it all the time. But I think you guys are doing a better job than CNN.
Well, you know, we may not be as big, but, you know, we're feisty here.
Well, you may be small, but you're big, big, because your output, your quality is A1, very balanced, I must say.
Well, thank you very much. We tried to. I mean, one of the people in town here said who is a Democrat, and we have many friends that are Democrats, of course, and what you call liberal, but he once said is that we're conservative but fair. And I don't think we can get a higher accolade than that, you know, fair, as long as we're that way.
But what I like is that you give a very balanced things, the views, and your very equal time and that's what your great country stands for, an opportunity for everybody to be equal and to make up your own mind and things of this sort. So, it's wonderful talking to you. How are things otherwise? How is the senator and the campaign?
Senator, you need to tell him. I mean, a lot of people may not even know there's an election coming up here.
That's unfortunate, Yusuf, indeed, my friend. There is an election on January 8th, and I'm thinking it's going very, very well. The returns are coming in the absentee ballots in good numbers in Shasta County, and we've historically done well in Shasta County, so that should bode well for us. And we're anticipating a successful return to the California State Senate and the honor of continuing to serve the good people of the North State fighting on your behalf. And my goodness, are we going to have plenty of issues to fight on.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I tell you, Senator, may I take the opportunity through this, the courtesy of this talk show and this wonderful radio channel, is that I want to appeal to all the Northern Californians that select a man who can deliver and who can serve, and that is Senator Jim Nielsen. Because I've seen you working, dedicated, honest, good Christian, great values, a great heart, has got a great mind and a great heart, compassionate, loving, family man. That's what you need in politics. You must reach as you reach to everybody and everyone. So I would like to appeal to this and take the courtesy, and through the courtesy of this program, to appeal to all North Californians, Merry Christmas, and vote, go out and vote. And the man is Jim Nielsen, because a man who can deliver, a man who is honest and is dealing straightforward, and the man you can trust, and above all, who can serve. This is my message.
Our guest today is Ambassador Yusuf Shaw, who was a Pakistani ambassador to Iraq, Iran, I think North Vietnam, Laos, and several other, you know, tough places to be. He didn't get the garden spots there. Who wanted to call in and say Merry Christmas to us. And then, of course, Senator Jim Nielsen is also on the line. We're going to have to take a quick break here. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526, that's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh, Merry Christmas. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, they will come out and service your air conditioner and your heater, which you're going to be needing right now. And go look at their website at homecomfort.org or give them a call at 530-221-2642. Alliance Heating and Air, great people doing great work for their neighbors. Our guest, our Ambassador Yusuf Shah from Pakistan, and Senator Jim Nielsen, of course, running for the election here on January 8th. And we welcome them both back to the show again. Merry Christmas, both.
And thank you. Merry Christmas.
Now, Ambassador, I don't know if you can look in your crystal ball, but we're pulling out of Afghanistan, as you know, the Americans are. What do you see happening this year in your country and in Afghanistan and that region?
Well, I must say that the good developments is that negotiations are going on. And let me tell you, and the bottom line is to come to the negotiation table. Now, all the parties now recently in Turkey and the Turkish people who are ambassadors were host to this meeting, which Afghanistan and Iran and Pakistan were all there. And you see, the point here is that nothing will be served through force and coercion. It's negotiation is the bottom line. And now the ground reality is called for that. So I see good development towards a negotiated settlement with the parties concerned. And hopefully in the year 2013, this will carry further and there will be a smooth transition for handing over power to the Afghans. Well, we will decide for them, Samson.
Well, you know, I hope so. Do you, you know, will there be enough of, is there enough strength in the Afghan government to keep the Taliban and others from coming back in and taking over then, you think?
Well, you see, there are good elements all around. There are a mixture of bad and good, but the appeal is there, and they are seeing it. Yes, is enough is enough, in the sense everybody's getting tired of this war for so many years that's going on. So they are also eager. There's talks going on in Qatar and other countries, although friendly countries are keen to have a peaceful settlement to the situation. So the Afghans have no other choice. They have to come to the negotiating table.
Okay.
There may be factions in there who are saying to, you know, resisting this, but by and large, I'm sure the Afghans by now have understood that with all the friends and all the pressure which is coming around from all sides to talk and talk and come to the negotiating table, and that's a good sign.
Well, that is a good sign. You know, we've, as you know, we've been at war since 2001, and it's time for us to get all of our people home and to, you know, kind of, for us to take a break on this.
Yeah, definitely, because you see, now, as I said, the parties of all know that, you know, can't expect America to stay indefinitely. They have to sit down and talk, and America is there also to help the process smoothly to tide over these problems. Because, you see, now, this day of age, the use of force has not solved any issue. I'm sure you agree with me.
Oh yeah, it only stands as long as you have boots there, and it's got to be a change in attitude, and if that's not there, it does no good.
Right now, we are going through a very difficult patch because we are a frontline state. Just recently, one of the senior ministers of North India was blown up by a suicide bomber. Pakistan has learned a tremendous amount of sacrifice in the war of terror. And slowly also, our friends are also realizing our problems and our difficult situation.
And we want to keep Pakistan as a strong ally in there. So,
well, I tell you,
you've stood beside us
recently now with the talks with the foreign minister, and now she's also visiting, and after Christmas, the United States, she'll be visiting Washington, D.C. And a lot of progress has been made towards further strengthening the relations between the two countries.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and I hope that continues in this coming year.
And certainly. Well, your good wishes are always there and welcome, and hopefully 2013 will be a good year.
We're looking for that. Ambassador, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, and it's such a pleasure being on your show. All the best. May allow me to please convey my wishes to your entire staff and to your great team who's doing a fantastic job, and wishes to Senator, who deserves to come again as a be elected and serve the way he is eager to serve the people and North Californians. I think they should go out and now show it to him that, yeah, we need a man like you.
Well,
all the best and a happy new year to all of you.
You bet, sir. Happy new year to you, too. And
thank you.
Don't leave yet, Senator. I got one more thing for you.
I'm standing by. Yes, sir.
I just want to say is that, you know, the ambassador and you have been friends, I know, for decades. But he has captured your strengths. And the fact is that in the, in the primaries, we backed you. We're still backing you. You have our endorsement. You know that. We believe in what you stand for and that you'll fight for the North State. So I just want to kind of continue that one, too.
Well, Carl, thank you much. And I tell you, you know, this is the time of season where relationships really, a time of year when relationships make all the difference, the holidays. It's time for family and relationships. And Yusuf and I, as you say, go back many decades, clear to our high school years when he was an exchange student. But magically, though he was a world away, we maintained contact with each other as he was in many countries as ambassador. And as I was doing my farming thing and rising up in leadership in California, we stayed close. And that's what this time of year reminds us, how valuable those relationships are and how important it is to nurture them every single day.
and build new relationships each and every day. And this time of year particularly, do something, what I call little sweet significances, little kindnesses out on the street or in the store when you're with people. Smile. Don't come growling.
Be nice to people. Yeah.
Be positive.
No, that's for sure. Senator, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you folks. We love you all, and have a wonderful, wonderful day.
All right. We'll be talking to you after the beginning of the year, sir. All right. Thank you, Senator Jim Nielsen. And we had Ambassador Yusuf Shah from Pakistan was on talking about wishing Americans Merry Christmas. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5 or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Redding has been family owned and operated for over 15 years. For a limited time, Maaco's most economical paint service, the Ambassador, is just $299. That's right, $299. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Redding, 226-0992. Fret body work and large vehicles estimate.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Yeah, welcome back. I like that. I like that, Bad Bob. 7:57 in the morning, 7:58. Carl Lindebach. Merry Christmas, my friends. December 24th. Hey, some ideas. Got 2 minutes here. Okay, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Serving Shasta County seniors and families since 2004. Providing wonderful care, including transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and personal care. All of the employees are background checked, drug and OMB screened, bonded and insured. Want to find out if Home Helpers can assist you? Give Sharon a call to schedule a complimentary in-home assessment. 530-226-8350. You want to keep your folks at home as long as you can, or if they just maybe need a helping hand once or twice a week, give Sharon Clark a call. All right. Okay. Starting next year, Mike Huckabee is joining KCNR. That's right. Laura Ingram is coming home. Laura Ingram, if you remember, quit TRN and just quit radio, signed with a company. They called us and asked us if we would like to have her back. Now, I can't take all the credit for that, since one of our listeners said, where's Laura Ingram? And he found him and called, and he said, no, they'd called us once. Well, maybe they had sent us emails. It was probably in the junk. Anyway, Mike Huckabee is joining us. Laura Ingram is coming back. And Dennis Miller is staying, but we're going to move him around a little bit. Roger Hedgecock is still there. Tom Sullivan. We're going to make another couple. We're going to make some changes maybe later in the night, which I think people are going to like. If you like the paranoia, or what is it? Not paranoia. It's conspiracy. If you like conspiracy theories.
And paranormal things.
Yeah, and paranormal things. We're going to be having that later at night, too. But I think what you're going to find is we're going to be moving forward this year. We're going to be expanding. And, of course, we're keeping all of our local shows because we just love our local programming. That's the heart of KCNR 1460. We'll be right back, and we'll be talking with Rob Burrows.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Sal Giangrasso. 4 firefighters shot while fighting a blaze in suburban Rochester, New York, and 2 of them are dead. Reporting live, Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern.
The fire call was made at 5:30 this morning, but as first responders arrived to the home in Webster, New York.
When they pulled up on the scene, were fired upon.
Police Chief Jerry Pickering says 4 firefighters were shot, 2 were dead. During the shooting, firefighters pulled back. The fire spread to nearby homes. Firefighters are now tackling those flames. Still no word on what sparked the shooting or the status of the gunman, Sal.
Jared, today's killings in Rochester will no doubt add to the discussion over stiffer gun control laws. More on that debate in this live report from Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz.
Both sides are gearing up for a major battle over gun control that will likely climax early next year. The vice president is due out with recommendations for preventing mass killings before year's end. That's likely to include tighter gun laws. Gun rights supporters will push back, but even some among those ranks have shown a willingness to discuss tighter laws. The White House recommendations are also expected to cover mental health issues and things like violence in video games and movies. Sal?
Mike, another in a series of insider attacks by Afghans against their foreign allies, a police woman shot an American advisor in Kabul, the first known insider attack by a woman there.
This is a very sad occasion, and our thoughts and prayers are with the family and loved ones of the deceased.
That's Brigadier General John Badawar of the International Security Assistance Force in Kabul. Rainstorms and powerful winds slamming Northern California's Bay Area, heavy rain, large waves crashing at the Pacifica Pier, forcing its shutdown over this past weekend.
I think it's the Mayan apocalypse is running a few days late.
And that's a Bay Area resident with his theory on what's going on with the weather over there. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-784-4821. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-784-4821. That's 1-800-784-4821.
Christmas Eve and celebrations are already underway in the Holy Land. Reporting live from Bethlehem, Fox News Radio's Emily Wither.
Performers from around the world are singing and playing on stage outside the church in the Nativity here in Manger Square. Amanda came here from New York.
Really, I have dreamed of coming to Bethlehem and seeing where Jesus was born, and it's a dream come true.
The Bethlehem Minister for Tourism told me she believes that 15,000 pilgrims are coming to Bethlehem today to join in the celebrations. Earlier, Palestinian Boy Scouts with bagpipes and drums marched to the church with the top Roman Catholic cleric in the Holy Land, Sal.
Emily, Idaho Senator Michael Crapo faces an early January court date after being arrested for impaired driving this weekend in a Washington suburb.
An officer was on routine patrol when he noticed a vehicle go through a red traffic signal. Senator Crapo was identified as the driver and arrested after failing several field sobriety tests.
Alexandria, Virginia police spokeswoman Marilyn Anderson.
He was taken into custody without incident. He was released on $1,000 on secured bond.
Authorities say Crapo had a blood alcohol content above the state legal limit of 0.08. The Idaho Republican apologized in a statement, adding he will deal with the consequences.
Fox News Radio's Steve Rappaport. Be it rail, road, or sky, expect lots of company when you travel today.
The hectic travel conditions remain at airports and roadways across the nation. Major airports such as Hartsfield-Jackson and LAX seeing between 30 and 50-minute delays. Travelers keeping a positive attitude, seeing last week thousands of flights were canceled. A major storm system headed across the country may bring a post-Christmas headache for travelers. In Atlanta, Elizabeth Pran, Fox News Radio.
With one eye on the averages and the other on the clock, Wall Street traders were pushing stocks lower in today's holiday abbreviated session. The Dow Industrial's down 42 points at 13,148. Salgi and Grasso, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to our second hour. It's Christmas Eve. Good morning and Merry Christmas from Carl and Linda Bott. 8:05 in the morning. It is December the 24th, and our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And to all of our chat room are out there. And John Dixon, if you're listening, I know you're heading off someplace. Hey, Merry Christmas, John and Sharon and Sonny and Indy and Coach Bob and, gosh, everybody. I know I've forgotten somebody. Fargy. And there's a lot of you. Phil, I hope everybody has a great, great Christmas and a great holiday. I really do. We hope everybody does. Well, before we get started here, let's go to our regularly scheduled appointment with Josh from the Wells Fargo Advisors. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Merry Christmas to you. Markets remain down on Christmas Eve day on Wall Street. Currently, the Dow's down 44 points at 13,147, while the Nasdaq's down 10 at 3,010, and the S&P 500's down 4 at 1,425. Oil's down 18 cents at $88.47 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.94%. Gold's down 30 cents this morning at $1,659, while silver's down 14 cents at $30.06 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning. ExxonMobil's down a quarter at $87. Citigroup's down 2 pennies at $39.47, while Intel's down 22 cents at $20.53. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh. Merry Christmas and have a great holiday.
You too, sir.
All right. Take care. All right. Hey, that's our Wells Fargo Advisors. We have them on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 906 right here on KCNR. Head on down to Park Marina Drive if you want to talk to them, or give them a call at 530-243-7561. They're going to help you through this mess called Wall Street, if anybody can. Bad Bob, weather.
Sunshine and clouds mix today. High of 52, mostly cloudy tonight, a low of 38. Looking for a few showers tomorrow, then steady rain tomorrow afternoon, about half an inch of rain down in the valley. And right now we are looking at 35 degrees. And this report is brought to you, as always, by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Sporting clays, horseback rides, great dinners, pizza night on Thursdays. I mean, you can't ask for more up there. And it's just a super, super place to eat, and the food is just outstanding in Somo Vineyards. They are, and you know what? They're building that cotillion right now. It was up there in the, you can see all the steel, and it's going to be made of steel and glass. It's going to be the only building like this in the North State out there at in Summer Vineyards. And you know, in all those spots, they have all these little they have these permits all over the place, right there. Now, do you ever wonder why we're spending $30,000 a month, or why the county's spending $30,000 a month, and they could solve this thing? That he, you know, that Anselmo, I'm not trying to get into this, boy, I am, but Anselmo, you know, they asked Anselmo to give him some kind of, okay, settlement. And he says, we walk away from this thing. No money going to you, no money coming to me. And just, you know, let's just give me my permits. I paid for them already. Look at them. If something has to be changed, we'll change them. That's all he's at. You know, why are we spending $30,000 a month still? Could you, hey, Rob Burrows is here with us. Rob, can you use $30,000 a month?
Well, we're right, the museum's right in the middle of paying $35,000 for an environmental impact report, so I completely understand what this is all about.
Well, you know what, and so that's the other thing, too, is now we ought to be taking a look at what are all these, you know, the fees we're paying for business. That's another question completely. But I'm just saying is that, and I'm not, you know, but if that's been offered, if it's truly been offered, and he's been on the show and said that, then why hasn't the county come back and said, well, you know what? If we can walk away from this and just, here, you've already paid for the permits, here. This is what you need to do, and have somebody just look at the place. They were out there at the lawyers were out there at the chapel, and their whole thing was, gosh, this is beautiful. Oh, this is built a lot stronger than it should be. You know, I don't understand, but I just know it's costing us $30,000 a month.
Bureaucracy.
And could, you know what? It could be more. I asked Larry Lees that one day on the show, and he said something to that effect, yes. But he didn't say it was more. I mean, it could be more. I mean, I have no idea. Anyway, we're going to take a break here. Our guest is a senior chief, Rob Burrows, but he's also our buddy. You just do a lot of things, but the big thing is, of course, the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Yes, correct.
You know, it's only taken me, what, 3 years to get that?
Exactly.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right
back.
That's
okay.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life?
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
I'm Andreas Mitri. The law offices of Beasley and Mitri offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years. So make sure it's done right.
The law office of Beasley and Mitri is ready to help with competent, efficient representation. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hello, I'm Chef Cal from Old School Restaurant in the Pine Street School, former Peel Local location. And we understand that some of life's greatest moments are celebrated and memories created in restaurants. And as we move into the new year, we want Old School to be a place where friends and family continue to meet as we all look forward to what the new year has in store. So we've designed a very special menu of my favorites, along with exciting entertainment on New Year's Eve with Mr. Lou White and the band performing till 1 a.m. As we end 2012 and look forward to 2013, we'll be offering a very special four-course menu all weekend long, including luscious lobster bisque, followed by a gorgonzola stuffed pear salad, nestled in flaky puff pastry laced with a champagne vinaigrette. Entrees from beef Wellington style, salmon Oscar, or vegetarian butternut squash with asparagus and risotto. And finish off 2012 with a very special dessert as we present a celebration of chocolate. Get more details at oldschoolrestaurant.com or by calling 244-4600. Old School Restaurant is open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Hoping you have a very joyful and safe holiday season from Old School Restaurant. And don't forget our private banquet facilities for your holiday celebrations.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue.
Ooh.
I'll wait up for you, dear.
Eartha Kitt,
Santa
cat
baby,
suit.
So hurry down the chimney tonight.
Hey, welcome back. At KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's with Mom and Dad today. They're up at the house, and they're, I think they're probably out there in the middle of fixing breakfast and everything. I got a, the dog and I had a cookie this morning, and off we went. The, no, I'm just kidding. It's 8:15 in the morning. It's going to be, well, how warm is it going to be today?
It's 54.
54, okay.
54 for a high.
Is it going to be raining?
Not until tomorrow, according to the forecast. And for those who are making mountain travel plans, myself among them, you're going to need to kind of keep an eye on the weather reports and, of course, those Caltrans cameras. If you punch up Caltrans District 2, you can get the latest road conditions. And they do change very quickly.
We do you were need just chains up there?
Carry them. If you have a four-wheel drive with snow-type tires, you can get through in most occasions. Now, Interstate 5 was shut down. It took us 2 days to get back from Grants Pass this last couple of days. So just and don't go into the mountains without blankets, water, things like that in the car. It's just common sense.
Yeah, you may not need chains today, but you may need them on the way back.
Well, I'm thinking
whips are optional, however.
Yeah, we're looking at about a week heading on up there for a couple of days to a for some friends for New Year's Eve, and but where they live is out past Mount Shasta, and they live on a side a side road, so we have chains with us. We have that, and we have our go bag with us, and we have all types of stuff we carry just in case. All right, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know what? This is still, it's 24th. It's December 24th. It's still time to buy things and go down to Tobacco and Brew. They've got the special coffees that, what great stocking stuffers are they? You can buy the stocking stuffer coffees. You can buy that box of cigars for your favorite relative or boss. And, any of those things, you can, you're looking, because every time I say boss, you ignore me. I say a box of cigars for your boss, and you guys just ignore it, and you wonder why I reach over and smack you in the head with a piece of paper. I've said it five times, and I get nothing but blank looks. All right, just
subtle.
At Tobacco and Brew.
Subtle.
At Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And I tell you what great people supporting this community for so long, and, of course, veterans always get discounts there. And speaking of veterans, even though he's still on active duty, but he's a veteran of so many things, is Senior Chief Rob Burrows.
Good morning.
Good morning, how are you today?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I feel great about saying Merry Christmas. Some people get excited about it. I don't. Merry Christmas. If it's not Merry Christmas to you, if it's something else, Happy Hanukkah. Or
whatever.
Mazel tov.
But, it's Merry Christmas for us.
Merry Christmas for me.
Yes. And, this morning on my way
I'm a Christian. Sorry, guys. If it offends you, don't listen.
I was, since I was coming to see you, I was thinking Christmas of 2006.
2006 when we were in...
we were in Camp Fallujah for Christmas. Sir.
Yeah. What a Christmas that was.
Yeah. Christmas in Iraq.
Yeah, I've had Christmases as you have. I've had Christmas in Mogadishu, Somalia. That was always a good one. I've had Desert Shield, Desert Storm had Christmas there, where I actually our present was a Scud. Scud
Merry Christmas
coming in. Christmas in Mogadishu. It was a night of frivolity, shooting things from walls and stuff like that. And then, of course, in Iraq, I was there. Let me see. When we were there in Fallujah, the thing that people don't realize is, because we're getting hit back in those days, something like
hourly.
We're getting hit hourly.
Yeah, we're getting hit hourly there.
170 incidents a day, sometimes more.
Right.
Sometimes a lot more.
Severe.
And then that and an incident could be a sniper round to a complex attack with IEDs going off, machine guns,
multiple mortar rounds coming in down.
Yeah, and there are mortar rounds, rockets coming in, and then a ground attack. So on Christmas Eve, we didn't put people out. The Marines,
no.
The Marines, and I'm pretty sure y'all didn't either. On Christmas Eve.
23rd was our last mission in
23rd was the last one, and everybody else came in because we didn't want people out on the 24th or the 25th because the last thing we wanted was that, we didn't want our Marines and
phone
sailors, of course,
home.
Being killed, but we didn't want that phone call home on Christmas to say that your son or daughter
died. There was enough phone calls as it was.
Yes, there were.
Daily.
Too many.
Daily.
Too many. So we didn't go out. We didn't go out of the wire then, and we sat back and then you had for Christmas. It was kind of like you know these things that people say is, oh, when we send these things to any serviceman or to any Marine or anything, what, I mean, really, does that mean anything to you? Well, yeah, it means a lot.
Yeah, especially when you're out there and you haven't gotten anything. I mean, not necessarily myself, but other guys haven't gotten anything. I mean, anything from home, the United States, is like, wow, something from the United States.
And
you've been gone for so long.
That's right. And then, you know, I mean, I've seen 50 caliber gun positions with cards from kids and people up on the walls there on the bunkers where these guys thought, you know, like, oh, my gosh, look, we got these cards in a fighting position.
That's it. That's their only, contact with the United States or back to a loved one at home.
Yeah, and many times. And then so you'd have those, and then people packages coming in, and the guys would consolidate, the Marines and the sailors would consolidate their packages. The CBs, you're right. The CBs would consolidate their packages, so everybody would have something there. And it was, you know what, and, you know, if there was something, everybody would have, so you felt like there was a Christmas season there. And, special dinner at the chow hall there.
I don't remember what they had there. I think it was maybe turkey or ham.
Turkey and ham. I think they had that. And then they tried to do with dressing and gravy, and they tried to do with the pumpkin pie or something. You know, Christmas was pretty much like Thanksgiving. And, you know, they bring in the turkeys.
And then they had a nice service there, a Christmas Eve service at the Fallujah Convention Center there at the, on the base.
Right.
And my guys and I were in there for that service that night.
We were there.
That was the 24th was the first day off we had since September running convoys. I mean, we had just been to the wall every single day. And so we were just wiped out. And it was just nice to have a final mental break after being on the road so many days.
And that place had been hit.
Right there in front of the Seabees.
Got rocketed.
Took four mortars within 100 yards of our berthing.
And it hit the chapel.
Yeah.
And busted out the windows there. You know. Hey, we got to take a break here. Our guest is Senior Chief Rob Burrows. In case you don't know by now, Senior Chief and I were in Fallujah together in Iraq back in 2000. When you were there, 2006, and part of 2007.
2006, 2007, yes.
Yeah, so we were both there in 2006, 2007. And he was right down the road from me. And we didn't realize that till we got back here to Reading, of all places. We'll be right back.
Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, 5 winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, 5 more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, 5 lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take your used cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Waste Facility and dispose of it absolutely free. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201 and enjoy that turkey.
Wow. Welcome back. I never knew that Jaywalk and Bob could leap in the air and do three circles and come down like that. I never knew he was a nutcracker sweet kind of guy. Whoa. Carl and the Bot. Merry Christmas, December the 24th. 8:25 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 4,000 customers. That's right. In Shasta County and Tehama County. They offer senior discounts, veteran discounts, and they're very competitive in their prices. Locally owned, family operated, all employees are safety trained and service oriented. What more can you ask for? That's Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. 530-365-3793. Senior Chief Rob Burrows, who is the, also the curator and the beginner and father and mother of the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Just like my cowboy team.
We were just talking about, you know, Rob and I were reminiscing about having Christmas in Iraq when people are shooting at you. It's a little bit different here, though, right?
For here? Yeah, here it's a lot different.
Kind of like it.
Yeah.
Kind of like it here, you know?
Sometimes I wake up in the night looking for my 9mm, but then I realize I'm at home.
You don't sleep with it on your chest?
Well, I did when I first came home. Well. I did when I was in Iraq. One of the things I was going to say is that people don't understand what it's like to be in another country when you're having Christmas in a war zone. If you go to church or to a service, you're 9mm on your side, you've got your helmet and your flak, you're wearing it, you've got your M16 in your lap, it's locked and loaded, and you're singing Christmas carols. Because you're in a war zone. I mean, that whole mental concept, if you put it together in your mind and you realize, you know, it's not like you go to church here or to a function and you sing or whatever else and everything's great. When you're there, you drive your armored Humvee to where you're going. You get out with all of your armored gear on with your M16 locked and loaded and your 9mm on your chest. You walk in, you do your Christmas carols, you get back out and you go back and hopefully you don't get blown up between the time you left your hooch and where you're having the service and back again, because they know you're congregating. And so, you know, they're always looking for an opportunity to take out multiple targets. But that's what it's like. I mean, there was a couple times, Easter and Christmas, we were in a service, locked and loaded with all of our gear. It's like, here we are in church, and it's just like if we walk out the door, we're going to be fighting. So
nothing happened.
No, nothing happened.
But it doesn't make
sense. But
it's you're
just
still ready.
It's all the surrounding.
It's the middle stress.
Yeah, people don't get that picture, but that's what it's like.
It's not like that here.
No, it's not.
We have self-induced mental stress that we do. I haven't gotten everything ready for Christmas yet. Ah!
You're right. Totally different kind of stress.
You're getting ready to have a party here.
We are. In fact, it's just coming up this next Saturday. It's Saturday the 29th. We're going to have our New Year's Eve gala. It's actually not on New Year's Eve, but it's on Saturday night. And it starts at 5:30. It's going to be at the Downtown Veterans Memorial Hall. And what this is, it's a fundraiser benefit for the museum so we can raise some money to help us get into this next year and start moving forward. We're still working on, like I said earlier, paying for this preliminary environmental impact report for the city to be able to work with this property out there as we move forward. And that's costing us, the preliminary report's only $35,000.
Now, what's that $35,000? What do you get out of that?
Well, we find out if there's a fairy shrimp out there.
And if there is, do you have to buy some land from Glen Hoss?
Well, that, or we may even have to move our location. And so, I mean, this is all just for us to find out whether or not we can even go out there with a shovel.
What exactly is a fairy shrimp?
Well,
Why are they so valuable?
Well, and
I mean,
not
it seems like they find them everywhere. So they can't be that, I mean, they can't be that, you know, that special. Can they?
You know, that's... I have a lot of different opinions toward that. And
have you ever thought about going out there with like those turkey basters and just sucking out the water and all that and moving them to another place? I mean,
well, and also
what the hell is a fairy shirt?
There's the spotted owl of the insect world.
A red bluff dwarf grass they're looking for. Red bluff dwarf grass. Because it's an endangered species.
You know, you cannot tell me that when they pass this Endangered Species Act, you know what those senators and congressmen were thinking about? Because they're a bunch of idiots, because they don't ever read into, you know, the law of unintended consequences. You know what they look at? They look at those little otters out in the ocean breaking the abalone illegally on their chest or whatever they're doing. Oh, let's vote for that. Let's vote for the otter. But not the red bluff dwarf grass. Who cares?
Like I said, am
I missing something here?
No, well, yeah, I think our entire society is missing something here. We have lots of areas that are set aside, and I mean, we have an organization that's willing to come here and create jobs and everything else, and at this point, they just don't want to work with us on it. Anyway, back to the event before we get so sidetracked.
You know what? This is fairy shrimp.
We are getting ready to expand our offices.
To look, you know what? Maybe I should be checking my backyard because, you know, elk killer could be out there peeing on fairy shrimp.
Well, don't tell anybody.
I could be in real trouble out there.
If you tell them, you might lose your yard.
Okay, look, you know, we're running out of time. So we're gonna take a break here in like 30 seconds. But let's just whack on the red bluff. Say it again.
The red bluff dwarf grass.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Uh-huh. Now, is there something that lives off the red bluff dwarf grass?
Probably bugs. I think it's just an endangered species. There's not very much of it around. I don't know why we don't have one of the nurseries grow lots of it and then plant it someplace.
Thinking. Why can't we do that? Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Chris McCandless is on the line. We'll get to you, Chris, right after these breaks. Carl and Linda Bott, Merry Christmas. It's Christmas Eve.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. Two firefighters near Rochester, New York are dead. They were shot while responding to an alarm this morning. Webster, New York Fire Marshal Rob Boutillier offers details.
The West Webster Fire District was dispatched to a reported structure fire. Upon arrival of the first Dew Engine Company and some firefighters in their personal vehicles, they underwent gunfire from a location unknown.
Two others were wounded while police search for a suspect. At least three homes have gone up in smoke as fire crews are being held back. It'll soon be Christmas in much of the world. In Rome, pilgrims are already lining up for midnight mass.
St. Peter's Square is adorned with a towering Christmas tree and a nativity scene from the southern region of Matera. Before mass, the Basilica will be closed to the public for security sweeps.
Fox's Courtney Walsh in Rome. Fox News. We report. You decide.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
It's a holiday happening at the Fields Jewelers Moving Sale. That's right, Fields Jewelers is moving around the corner to the Shasta Center. So in celebration of our new location, we're sharing the joy and offering tremendous savings. Save anywhere from 25 to 75% off almost everything in the store. It's your perfect chance for that special gift for that person on your nice list. Fields Jewelers, Hilltop Drive by Sportsman's Warehouse. For now, 221-0230. So come experience the Fields Jewelers Holiday Moving Sale. On now through Christmas, and it's off to our new location at the Shasta Center.
Welcome back. Carla Lindebach, 8:35 in the morning. It's Christmas Eve, and Merry Christmas to everybody out there. I hope that it's everything that you want it to be this Christmas. It's phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's 34 degrees right now. It's going to be up to 58. It looks like it's going to be a nice day today, so we can get that extra shopping down, get those. I think what Bad Bob does, he goes out and buys a Red Bull. Six packs of Red Bull, and he wraps them up. I'm not sure. Does that work?
Well, yeah, especially if you wrap them very nicely and have a 50-yard head start on the recipient.
I was going to say, and then on the and then
that's
with,
what
on,
the Red Bull's for.
On the pop top, you have a diamond on it. That really works. Okay, you know those work a lot. Diamonds, anyway. Eric, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Talk about some great guys down there, DC Tim. And the man in black. Man's last stronghold, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Super people giving great haircuts at great prices. Our guest is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, who is the...
Good morning again.
Who heads up the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. And you're having this big party, the soiree, on next Saturday.
This coming Saturday
night.
That's right.
Right. And it's going to have food. It's going to have everything, right?
We're food, live music, dancing. Once again, it's a fundraising benefit for the museum. As we move into this next year, we're getting ready to expand our offices. And so as we expand, we're bulging at the seams out there, Carl. We've got all different types of things that have been donated, and we're just trying to get our office and staff together so we can move forward. And we're getting ready to launch our Homeward Bound Military Family Support Program this next year.
Yeah, and I want to talk about that in a couple minutes.
The funding that we're raising for this is helping to pay for, once again, the property as we're moving across the street and working on that. And then also, as we move forward with Homeward Bound, the tickets are $35 each. They can go to, we have several different locations. We can purchase them at the Classic Cafe. You know, Kathy and Millie,
yeah.
they're great over there, and yep. the girls have those. They're closed today, but they'll be open on Wednesday. GMS, Man Custom Jewelers, Jones Fort, North Valley Bank, and of course they can get them at the museum or online. And the phone number for the museum is 378-2280, 378-2280, or NorCalVeteransMuseum.org.
Okay, hey, let's go to the phones. Chris, you're live on KCNR 1460.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Fine. Thanks for waiting, Chris.
Not a problem. I just, as a civilian out there and everything like that, and being to the museum, and folks, you know, if you guys go to the museum and stuff like that, you'll understand how important it is to, you know, help support it as far as, because it is our heritage. And, you know, my granddaughter goes there and she loves it, and, you know, we're losing a lot of our heritage, you know, our history, and this is to honor every single branch in the Army of everybody that has fought for our freedom and everything like that. And it's truly an honor to go in there and honor them by knowing who they were. And I just think it's a great thing for everybody to go in there. And I got to say something about you, Carl, and Senior Chief, that what you guys went through in battle and stuff for my freedom, I want to thank you. I want to, you know, nobody will know what you ever went through and everything like that, but you guys are true warriors in our heart.
Thank you very much, Chris.
We appreciate that, Chris. You know, but I can't speak for Rob, but I think he feels the same way. It's an honor to serve this country.
Absolutely. Still.
And, you know, it still is. I mean, and the fact is that we can serve in different ways. Sometimes on active duty and you're, you know, going out there in harm's way, but other times is right back here in this country, supporting this country, doing the right thing. You do the right thing all the time, Chris, and we're really proud of you for that.
Well, you know, I'm God-driven to help you guys out and everything like that because it's very important that everybody knows out there that freedom is not free, that the red in that flag is blood. And, you know, it's a blood sacrificed by all of you veterans, and it's just not, it's not free. And it's really important to get it out there for everybody to understand that.
Well, if anybody's in our studio, as many people have, it seems like we've had well over 1,000 guests here in the last 3 years, that they see a flag behind Linda and I. And it was presented by Senior Chief Rob Burrows.
It was flown at Fallujah.
Flown at Fallujah.
Fallujah and Allen Bar Al-Assad.
That's right. And this was presented to Bad Bob.
It was.
And Bad Bob let us have it here.
Yeah, I thought it would look really good there. It didn't need to be on a shelf. It needed to be enjoyed.
And it has been. And it has been honored.
Well, so. That's awesome that you guys have, that you have people who honor you as much as you guys deserve the honor and everything, you know, because people don't understand, you know, being here in the United States, you get a little complacent because everything's so peachy-keeny and, you know, you wake up, you go to work, you don't do nothing. But, you know, what you guys have been through and what my son was through over there, you know, and losing his friend and all that. But people don't realize how blessed we are here in our country for you guys keeping us safe, because without you guys, we wouldn't be safe.
You know, the people that are out there, I guess the saddest thing for anybody that's been, you know, in Afghanistan or Iraq or both, is that you get the feeling is that people don't really realize that this war is going on.
I think some people have forgotten.
And they do forget. And when you get into it, I mean, it's been going on for 11 years. And then we just hear today that a woman dressed as an Afghan soldier or a police woman killed another American. We had a we've just had a number of you know, these things happen, that this has been their best tactic, is dressing people like the Afghans
green on blue
and killing Americans. And you know, and we just had the Pakistani you know, former ambassador to Afghanistan and all these places on the show earlier today, and he says, you know, the people appreciate so much what America does, but they also know that America can't stay there. And that they're trying to get all this together, but there are bad people out there, and there always will be bad people. And, you know, I hope that our military under this administration will be revered, and that they will take the time, and they'll take the money, and they'll put the assets into it to clear up a million case backlog in the VA, and to help people make that transition from combat to non-combat
to
civilian life, and that's a 3 or 4 step, you know, 4 step stages there. But you know, but Chris, thank you so much for your phone call.
Well, God bless you guys. Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for all that you do. And Carl, keep up the good work. You and Linda do a fantastic job. I really think that you guys should go till 10 o'clock in the morning. That's just my opinion.
So hey, people have said
hopefully
that
you guys will do that. So anyway, well, God bless you, and Merry Christmas to you all.
Thank you,
Chris.
Thanks for watching. You too. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Nabat, Senior Chief Rob Burrows is with us. We're going to take a quick break here. Merry Christmas.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown Restaurant and Bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. The holidays are coming, and we are currently taking reservations for our private banquet room. No rubber chickens on our menu. Tapas will make your event special. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown. Always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
Dr. William Farrell is a family dentist with over 30 years of experience in all phases of dentistry, including sedation dentistry for those who are among the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist. Whether it's a broken tooth that needs to be fixed, yellow teeth that need whitening, or pain that needs to be eliminated, Dr. William Farrell and his experienced staff can help you regain your health and a fabulous smile. Here's what a patient wrote to Dr. Farrell.
Dr. Farrell, thank you so much for accepting me as a new patient, fixing my big problem on the spot, and establishing a treatment plan that made sense and was affordable. You and your wonderful staff carefully explained my options and allowed me choices. You listened to me. I was so surprised when you called to see how I was doing last night. Thanks again.
Dr. Farrell served in both the Marine Corps and the Navy and offers special consideration to veterans. And to accommodate busy schedules, Dr. Farrell offers evening and Saturday appointments. Call Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757 or visit his website, palosidrodentistry.com.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest, quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Yeah, welcome back to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is at home with her parents up here visiting us and, you know, and making sure everything's taken care of. 8:45 in the morning, of course, December 24th. And we really want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley-Davidson. Established in 1977. You know what? You want to get a new Harley before beginning of the year. Because then the sales tax goes up. That was a gift.
And that you get the end of your deals.
And you get into your deals and all that kind of stuff. And not only that, if you just want to go over there and get that jacket or those chaps or just something, and they've got it. Redding Harley-Davidson right there at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. You can give them a call at 530-241-7117. Your local Harley-Davidson. Experience the ride. Live the dream. Redding Harley-Davidson. Our guest, Senior Chief Rob Burrows. And we were talking about, the get-together you're having, the New Year's Eve, extravaganza, but it's going to be this Saturday at the 29th.
The 29th, yes.
And you talked about another thing you were starting, another group that you started.
There is another program that we're working on right now that is a sub-charity of the Veterans Museum. It's called Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. You know, since we do the services out at Iraq, out at the Igo Cemetery for the United States Navy, and we're working with families all the time, families of soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marines that are across the United States and around the world, and then also those that have come back as lost individuals, as KIAs that we've taken care of out there. And then local families that come into the museum all the time, we see a constant need for our local veterans in our community who need services and helps right here. And the backlog, as you're referring to, is so great with the VA and different organizations like that, that a lot of time these families, they really go on the hurt because they don't have any immediate sources for help or support. This program is being put together to help these veterans' families, whether it's active duty, guard, or reserve, to if they've served and they have their DD-214, we can help support their families and their kids and work with them to get them out of some of these emergency situations that they get into. This program is not a program to push people along over multiple months, but it's a program to help people get through a tough time and to help them get their feet on the road, or to be able to direct them in the right direction for services and support. But we're a place where people can come look at us and talk to us face-to-face instead of somebody on the phone line where you have to wait for 5 hours just to be able to talk to a person instead of five or six different messages. And a lot of times in that program, you get through the fourth or fifth message button, and it disconnects you with the VA and different organizations. And we don't want to be that way. We want to be walk in, let's shake your hand, let's talk about the problems, and let's find a solution to help you out.
And frankly, my friends, I've been reading a lot about the Wounded Warriors. Wounded Warriors was a project.
Yes.
And that's nationwide. And I'm reading a whole lot about it lately that I am starting to have second thoughts about supporting that. But that's a national organization, okay? We have local organizations here that will help our veterans. And that is where I strongly urge people, if you're going to support a veterans organization, you do it right here in the home. The Wounded Warriors, it seems like a huge majority of the money goes to things like salaries, and it goes into fundraising.
We're talking millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars. When you look at something like the Salvation Army, that guy gets paid zero. It heads up the Salvation Army.
And that's what we get paid where we're at, zero. Yeah.
So you want to pick, if you're going to give money to a veterans organization, you want one that is going to stay around here, that the overhead is almost zero, and all the funds go to the veterans, and not one of these nationwide things that when you take a look at it, this has just started coming up here in the last few months. They will not say how much the CEO makes.
Over $200,000.
Is that how
much? A year, over $200,000.
At the Wounded Warriors?
Yes, correct.
I heard that they wouldn't even give it. They wouldn't even give out how much he makes. Anyway, but it's not only that, but they also have got a couple other things that they refuse to be associated with that has to do with the Second Amendment. So that's something else. But going back, no matter what it is, if you've got a choice between a national organization for veterans and a local organization that's going to help veterans here in our county, you want to, or the North State, you want to keep things local here. And I think that's what you're talking about.
That's what this program is all about. This is about taking care of our own people in Northern California here at home. I mean, these are our sons, our daughters, our brothers, our sisters, our mom and dads who have gone out, they've served just like you and I have across. And they've come back, they're trying to get a job, they're trying to get the family taken care of, the husband or the wife is overseas, and the spouse is back home, and they're struggling, they're trying to take care of, the car's broken down, or something's happened, the hot water heater's gone out. We are putting this program together to be able to find them services, to help them out, to be able to get them through these jams, so they're not struggling so bad. And so, the car breaks down, now you don't have any transportation, you've missed a couple days of work, the kids can't get to the doctor, whatever else, now this family's starting to hurt because they're behind on their scheduled budget or whatever else. And so this program is set up to where we'll be able to assist them in areas to help get them through these tough crises so that they don't fall behind. That's what this is all about, is to support these families and veterans.
And that's called?
Homeward Bound.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott and our guest, Senior Chief Rob Burles. Right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London Cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London Cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles.
So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell it for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Haven Humane Society offers these holiday tips to keep your animals safe. Holly, mistletoe, and poinsettias can be toxic if eaten. Holiday lights mean more electrical cords strung around your home, so be sure they're in good condition. Make sure your tree is properly secured to prevent pets from knocking it over. And remember, tinsel, yarn, and ribbon can be detrimental to pets. For more details, call 241-1653 and listen to Pet Talk with Haven Humane on Free Fire Radio, 8 to 9, on the fourth Thursday of each month here on AM 1460 KCNR.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my two-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Redding has been family-owned and operated for over 15 years. For a limited time, Maaco's most economical paint service, the Ambassador, is just $299. That's right, $299. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Redding, 226-0992. Front body work and large vehicles estimate.
Well, I won't back.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bond. Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. And you're going to be hearing this in the, various advertisement spots that's going to be playing, but Mike Huckabee is joining us. We're not changing the news. Nope, don't worry about it. We have that from 3 to 6 in the morning. We're still going to have that. And, of course, we're still going to have our local news. Linda and I, and it looks like we're going to be running Mike Huckabee. And then Laura Ingram is back on radio, and she came here, wanting to come back here. And then Dennis Miller still. We still love Dennis Miller. We're going to put him on drive time. Roger Hitchcock and Tom Sullivan after that. Then we're looking for the suitable replacement from that midnight to 3 time frame, which has the proper amount of paranoia, conspiracy, humor, and you're just not sure what exactly they are, where they're coming from. We'll be from 12 to 3. But that's also going to be playing. We're going to be keeping, of course, all of our regular shows, our community shows, which are just great. And we're going to be adding a couple also as we move along here this year. But we want to thank everybody for what giving us, just enabling us to have a great year and sharing with our friends and our community here in the North State. And the fact that how the North State takes care of people. And we're kind of talking about that right now, and the things we're doing and with our guest, especially on the veteran side of it. Senior Chief Rob Burrows, who has a New Year's Eve gala coming as a fundraiser for the Northern California Veterans Museum.
That's right. Next Saturday night, the 29th.
It's at 5:30. Who's going to be playing?
The band we have, I'm not going to give their name right now. Okay. It's going to be a surprise. They're a great band right here in our local community.
Okay. And
so we have, we're going to have great live music. We're going to have prime rib. We're going to have prime roast. Rib roast. And then we're going to also have ham. So it's going to be a really great
raffle stuff. And
raffle,
silent
auctions.
And, all that kind of stuff.
Live music, some dancing. So the folks can enjoy themselves and just have a nice evening. We were thinking about doing it on New Year's Eve. And people say, a lot of people don't go out on New Year's Eve because of family and because of DUIs or whatever else, all kinds of things. So we have this set up so it's the Saturday night before. People can go out and have a wonderful night, enjoy themselves, and then spend time at home on New Year's Eve.
There you go.
And so this is an opportunity to support the museum, support the Homeward Bound program, also to have a great night out. And if they'd like to make a donation at the end of the year before the first, this is a great opportunity to get their donation because they are tax-exempt IRS. So
there you go.
They can go ahead and get their nonprofit donation.
You're sitting there on that $1 million, right? You're just sitting there on that $1 million thinking, gee, I'm not sure where this should go. Okay, let me think. Okay, a trip to Tahiti. I've been there. So this might be a good place to
put it. It's an awesome place because the money is going to stay right here in Shasta County. It's not going anywhere else. It's to help our folks right here in our community.
There you go. Well, Bad Bob, Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you. And
we got a few minutes
Rob,
left
Merry
here.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you very much.
And to all our listeners who've made this community radio station something different, something special, and something very connected to the community. And thank you all for listening.
Yeah, we appreciate that. And again, our thoughts and prayers are with you now, Bob, and during this time in your life.
Thank you.
And then we have I see Don Shulman, got off his sled and came in here. And Don, of course, Don and Judy have their show on Sunday, and it's a great show. So, Merry Christmas to you, Don, and Happy Hanukkah, and, Mazel Tov, and all those other things. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to say. Anyway.
Hey, it's a fast hour, okay. Carl.
Oh, it is. Well, you know what? We have, tomorrow it's going to be, we're not going to be here tomorrow. It's going to be music. It's going to be music for the, in the morning for the news and here. But we're going to be
unabashedly play Christmas music.
That's right. We're going to do it. But on Wednesday, we're back in the saddle, heading through, getting ready for the New Year's. So.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you for letting us come on the radio and talk throughout the year and support the museum and the program as we move forward. Because, without programs like yourself, organizations like ourselves, the nonprofit veterans, we just don't survive without having the opportunity to talk to the public. And you've been a great avenue for us to be able to reach out and let people know what we're doing in our community.
Well, you know what? That's when we started this. That was the idea, was our community was going to have a voice. And if we can provide that, then we're going to do it. Sometimes it's a rejoinder to the paper, and sometimes it's just to get the word out like you're doing here and to catch up on what's going on with the museum.
Right.
Because it's such an important part of our, important part of our heritage up here.
It is, and we've had so many people that are just grateful for what we've been able to offer.
Well, thanks a lot, Rob.
Thank you.
And, Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you. Merry Christmas right to you and Linda.
Okay. Hey, everybody, we're going to, like I said, we'll be off tomorrow, but we're going to be back Wednesday morning just as feisty as we possibly can be. And we're going to talk about those strange things you got for Christmas that you're not quite sure what to do with. The strangest gifts you've ever gotten. And do you take them back, or you just absorb them? Do you hide them in the closet, or do you wear them with unabashedly looking at the ugliest sweater in the world? Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Merry Christmas!
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Sal Ingresso. Four volunteer firefighters shot this morning, two fatally, while responding to a pre-dawn house fire in suburban Rochester, New York. More from Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern.
Well, the firefighters were shot as they arrived at a home in Webster, New York, a little after 5:30 this morning. Firefighters immediately pulled back. The fire spread to additional homes and a car along the scenic road on the shore of Lake Ontario.
The evacuation has been taken care of. We've got all the houses in the immediate area, and they are actively fighting the fire.
Monroe County Sheriff Patrick O'Flynn says there's no longer an active shooter at the scene. It's still not clear why the gunman opened fire on the first responders, Sal.
Jared, Idaho Senator Michael Crapo is in hot water after being arrested for impaired driving over the weekend.
The officer says the 61-year-old third-term senator failed several field sobriety tests. In a statement, Crapo admits making a mistake, says he will take total responsibility, and will not allow a repeat.